Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs. You know, makers, artists, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of becoming who you were born to be. Whether you're just starting out or been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn some new things and challenge your assumptions about what is possible so you can create new things, bring your ideas to life, and get your work to work. A couple of days ago, I had a fabulous guest speaker in my professional practices class say something that blew my mind and really got me thinking. We have more than enough information and not enough implementation. There's so much truth in that statement, and I had to ask myself, why? Why do we favor learning but not doing? Why do we collect our digital merit badges in favor of showcasing the work we actually do? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore 5 questions that are actually excuses in disguise and how they keep us stuck on information acquisition and not implementation. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/285. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and have an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. Are you a creative entrepreneur who is sick and tired of burning out? Do you struggle with conformity? Do you believe success is found in work that is good enough but not great? Head to curiositykillers.com to sign up for my email series, The 7 Deadly Curiosity Killers. It's a fun and serious look at why curiosity matters to your creative career. All right, let's get into this topic. I am a huge fan of learning new things, but eventually I get to a point where I actually have to make something. If I'm reading too much or watching too many videos on YouTube or attending too many webinars, what happens is I get backed up and my action, my implementation isn't matching the amount of learning that I'm doing. And it really is, for me, a dance between input and output. And just like I mentioned earlier, my guest speaker, Karanda Adair, she's been on this episode in the past. I had her come in and be a guest speaker because of her experience and her expertise in WordPress development and really becoming an expert in digital marketing and content marketing. And she mentioned in the class that there's just too much information and not enough implementation. And that really got me thinking, you know, why is this the case? And you look at a lot of, you know, entertainment, and there's so many streaming options, and it seems like everyone has something to say, whether it's a blog, whether it's a show, whether it's a podcast, whether it's an email newsletter, we're all trying to make a case for our own special individuality. And that's great because we're all producing stuff, but what do we do with it? I mean, what do we do with all the stuff that we're all producing for other people? Surely there's a reason for all this, and yet, where is the action? You know, what does it take to actually overcome this information threshold that we have and actually doing something? There are a few areas I think that we have to really deal with. And I think the first is that we have to address things like failure and mistakes and perfectionism. And I think staying in information acquisition means that you don't have to make something that could not possibly work. You know, you don't have to fail. You don't have to make mistakes. You don't have to make something that isn't perfect. And I know for a lot of creative professionals, perfectionism is so important because there's a direct correlation sometimes in our minds between perfectionism and being seen as an expert, and that experts are perfect. And that's not necessarily the case, but I think that happens. Another thing to overcome with information threshold is I think technically you could position yourself as an expert and never actually have to make anything, never actually have to produce something. We see this often in like film, for example, is that you can be an expert on film, quote unquote, and never have actually made a film. You can analyze what people have done without actually having to make something. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have so much content out there. So as I was kind of planning this episode, I really started writing down questions that I've asked for myself, and I've heard students ask, and I've heard other people ask as well when it comes to, you know, making things. And I think these are the questions and the excuses that we have that keep us learning and not doing. And so the first question that I think is often asked is, what if I'm not good enough? I think we all ask this question at different stages of our career. What if I'm not good enough? And I think there are some other ways that this question gets asked. What if my work sucks and it turns people away? What if I'm not talented enough? What if I'm not talented at all? And while I'm grouping these three questions together, it really gets at this root of imposter syndrome and feeling like if they discover that I'm not perfect or I'm not an expert or I'm not good enough, what will they think of me then? Chances are you aren't good enough. And that's okay because you need to gauge who you are against yourself and not other people. What if my work sucks and it turns people away? Well, one of the things is when you're starting off, not too many people are probably paying attention. So let your work suck because it's not going to be seen as much. And, you know, when you get going, you know, you're going to make mistakes, and it's how you deal with the mistakes that actually helps people be fans with you. It's not that you're perfect. It's how you respond to mistakes. And then what this notion of what if I'm not talented or what if I'm not talented enough? Yeah, there's an element of this career that is inherent to people, but most of this stuff can be learned over time, but you have to really put in the work. You have to do the doing. You can't just learn. You can't just read. You can't just watch tutorials and expect to grow into your abilities. You have to constantly be producing. The second question / excuse is something that I see often is just take small steps every single day. And the question that I end up asking is a small step enough? I like grand gestures, as I've talked about, you know, like, okay, I'm going to stay up all night. I'm going to pull an all nighter and just get it done, because small steps, that's not enough. Is a small step enough? And I think that small step is what holds us back sometimes, because we confuse small steps and productive practice. In Cal Newport's book, Deep Work, he really talks about the ability to do short bursts of focused work. And this ability to find, you know, work that is deep, that has meaning, that, you know, that you're able to really pour your attention into is valuable. And I think why we think small steps aren't valuable is because we think distracted and shallow work. When we do, oh, well, I'm going to spend 30 minutes every day. Well, is that enough? Probably not. But if you spent an hour or two of really focused work, then you start getting into that reality that it is enough. The third question / excuse is an interesting one. What if I never reach my goal? And a better way to ask this question is, why start if I know I'll never reach my goal? And so this idea that there's some goal out there that you're working towards, and I'm not quite sure where I was headed with this one after I looked at my notes, but why start if I know I'll never reach my goal? And that's to imply that there's some perfect outcome, that if I don't have the end in mind, it's worthless. And I think a lot of creative pursuits, you might start not really having a clear idea of what you're doing. And that's okay, because you'll discover it over time. The fourth question is, what if no one cares or buys or supports or believes or helps? This one is an interesting one, because what if no one really pays attention? What if no one really believes me? What if no one really cares about me? And I think this is attached to the idea of getting likes, getting that, you know, extrinsic, external validation for what you're doing. And when you're just learning, you don't have to worry about being liked. You can just stay in learning mode. And that's really interesting, because once you start making something, you'll realize that, yes, people do care. People are paying attention, but you're going to learn that in a different way than if you'd never put yourself out there. Fifth and finally, what if people say mean things, critique my work, or tell me that I suck? Welcome to the internet, 2019. People are going to say mean things. They're probably going to critique your work. You might be told that you suck. But guess what? Chances are you're probably going to hear nothing at all. And so you might as well just know going into it that you may get feedback in the form of negative words, or you might hear nothing at all. And I really do think we hold up negative criticism as a means to not do. And you really need to be careful with that, because that's not always the case. Learning is great, don't get me wrong. But learning can also be a form of procrastination. As a friend of mine, Stephen Worley, likes to say, it can be a form of productive procrastination, where, yeah, you're doing things, but you're still procrastinating. We can call it research, we can call it assurance, or even insurance. We can call it whatever we want. But at a certain point, we actually need to put our knowledge into action. We actually need to produce stuff. We actually need to do things. Chances are you are working on something right now that you are stuck in research mode on. And I am right there with you. Maybe you've said this to yourself in the past: if I just find the right webinar, or the right book, or the right podcast, or the right fill in the blank, I'll be able to transform my business, make my product, or even earn six figures. I'll find the side hustle that fits me right. Everything will be just right. Everything will be perfect. And sure, there are some great webinars out there. There's a lot of bad ones. But maybe just getting something out is enough. And it will produce more results than just never-ending learning, because you're too afraid to take action. Because I think at the root of this all is fear. Fear keeps us stuck in learning and not acting because of all of the unknowns that we'll just never know until we start acting. Learn, yes, but also act. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.